Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by just say your name and who you play in the show.
My name is E. Clayton Cornelius, and I play Paul Williams in Ain't Too Proud, Life and Times of the Temptations.
Yes, and it's going to be at the Kennedy Center in the, you know, prestigious Opera House there from February 13th through the 18th. So thank you for joining us.
No, thank you for having me.
Okay, well, I want to get into the actual show itself, but before we do that, we have to say, you know, this will be, it kicks off the day before Valentine's Day, so tee it up that way really quick as a perfect, you know, if people are waiting for or looking for some last-minute Valentine's ideas, you know, the Temptations, few groups had more romantic songs than the Temptations, right?
That's true. It's very true. I mean, come on, it's the Temptations. You know, I was just telling somebody yesterday about this show, and there was a black woman who I thought would, you know, love to see the show. And she was working in the theater, and I said, "Have you seen the show before?" She's like, "No." And I said, "Oh my God." I said, "You and your husband or whomever you have in your life is going to want to come see the show, because I mean, you're going to laugh, you're going to cry, you're going to go down memory lane if you came up through those times." And, you know, listen, my girl, you know, right there. So if you want to bring your girl or your guy, you bring them on down, because this is an amazing, amazing show, and you will not be disappointed.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. And you mentioned My Girl, but it is a jukebox musical, meaning you're going to hear all the big hits. So remind us some of the big hits that we're going to hear in the show.
I mean, you know, the Temptations had about, what, 11 number one hits or even more or something like that, maybe 31.
Ridiculous.
ridiculous number one hits. But, you know, some of our greats in the show is My Girl, of course, My Girl. And Papa Was a Rolling Stone, you know, just so many more songs than you probably even think you or thought you knew about the Temptations. You'll come and see the show and go, "Wow, I didn't know they sang that. I didn't know they sang that." So yeah, so it's just a great show packed with music and dance and a great story, actually.
Oh yeah, and what's cool is all. I mean, we all know those songs, but they sort of reflect different chapters of the growth of the band and different members and even different lead singers, et cetera, et cetera. So let's segue sort of into the story. So remind us sort of the basic, you know, premise setup of, you know, who these guys are, how they sort of meet, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, this story is basically starts from the point of view of Otis Williams, who is the last surviving Temptation and creator of the group. I think Otis is about 82 now, and he looks fantastic. And you know, it's told from how he started as a boy and how he started the group, and sort of picked up all the five classic Temptations, the foundation. And you know, they
and
just
where
go-
was this? Detroit, right?
Detroit, yes, definitely. You know, they all started in Detroit. Most of the guys grew up in the South. And, you know, obviously ended up in Detroit around Motown, and just their journey of going through the civil rights movement, of coming up through that time as a teenager, going into being men and rising to stardom and having to deal with all of that as they were, you know, becoming superstars. And, you know, a lot of people know exactly the sort of accolades that the Temptations went through, but everybody doesn't know what happened behind the scenes or what happened between those times that made them rise and sort of all fall in the fact that, you know, they all sort of fell to addictions or dying, you know, all of the four Temptations that Otis had in the classic fives, you know, died off very early on in their career. And Otis is now sort of telling the story as he's the last surviving member, you know?
Yeah. One of those classic rise and falls, you get the whole gamut of emotions, the highs and the lows and the ups and the downs and the peaks.
Right,
and the valleys.
Right, right. I mean, the Temptations are still touring to this day with Otis Williams still in it. So, you know, there is no fall in the group, but just in the people who were a part of that foundation.
Yeah, and Otis joined us a couple years back. I think when this show first first premiered at the at the Kennedy Center. Yeah, remind us really quick. I believe. I mean, I think it started out at Berkeley Rep, but I'm pretty sure before it ever made it to Broadway, DC and the Kennedy Center was one of the first places. It was sort of did its little trial run, you know. So talk about how that special sort of coming full circle.
DC was the first city after Berkeley, I mean, I guess professional touring run of the show or pre-Broadway was DC. I was a part of that cast.
Oh, you were? Who were you in that one?
I was in the original Broadway cast as Richard Street. If anybody saw the show before, I was in the white suit. I sang Gloria and I played 8 different characters in the show. Wow. And I sort of graduated, I suppose, to becoming Paul Williams on the tour for the second year. So when I closed the Broadway show in 2021, the tour was already out and there was another a fellow friend and colleague of mine, James Lane, who played Paul Williams before I did on the tour. And then I came in and replaced him when he moved on.
Wow. So wait, so you got to actually act with, I think because we interviewed Jeremy Pope when in DC, I think he came into our station and he went on to win he was nominated for a Tony, right?
It was got nominated for 2 Tonys that year.
Yeah.
Which is insane. Yes.
Well, because he was in Choir Boy at the same time, right?
Yes. He was in 2 shows in the same season. Yeah. But
that's crazy.
He is our superstar.
Awesome. Who's playing in the Kennedy Center playing those, like, list those main founding members of the Temptation and who's playing them this time?
So we have Michael Andreas, who plays Otis, and he was the original Barry of the tour and sort of got bumped up. So now he's playing Otis.
Oh, so he was Barry Gordy originally.
He was Barry Gordy originally in the tour. Yeah. Cool. So you probably saw him last time that you guys were there. And then we have, he's doing a phenomenal job, by the way. And then you have Elijah Ahmad Lewis, who has been playing David Ruffin on the tour since the very beginning. Mm-hmm. He's, his voice is insane. And we also have Jalen Harris, who plays my best friend in the show, Eddie Kendricks, who is phenomenal. These guys are just insane. And Harrell Holmes Jr., who plays Melvin with the classic deep voice, and he is the ladies' man. And and really,
he's been
sort of
touring too. He's been in the tour for a while. Yeah,
yeah, he's been in the tour. He, Jalen, and Elijah have been the original members of the tour. And it was sort of me who actually came in on all of them. Coming from the original Broadway company, Elijah actually did the Broadway company with us. He came in at the tail end to sort of learn all of these wonderful roles. And now he's, solidly doing the tour. I was sort of like the one who came in who wasn't, I didn't know anybody. And, they kind of have seen me from afar because they all knew I did the original company. And I think just had like open arms for me. So when I came in, it was more of me learning their show and infecting myself into that. And now I really do feel like this core five is probably one of the best I've ever seen or felt, actually. You have to be really close in order to harmonize as well as we do, and to dance and to sing and act on stage for 2.5 hours together and in sync. So we really do have a really, really, really great bond and foundation, which I am really excited about, happy about. And this is the reason why I've done this show now since the very beginning around a table, creating it for almost 6.5 years now. Wow. I think I'm probably the longest surviving member of the musical that I've done it this long.
Well, I mean, it's probably infectious to be able to keep doing it. I assume, tell everyone, I assume you have, when you think of the Temptations, you think of those synchronized dance moves and the jackets and everything. So remind us, like, we're going to get all of that here visually, right?
You're going to get that and more. You're going to get us synchronized dancing, music. Otis Williams actually said to me, when we were talking about the dance aspect, because this show won a Tony Award for Best Choreography from Sergio Trio. And, the choreography is just amazing. And even Otis said, we didn't dance like that. So this dance is actually heightened on stage for musicals. So, the Temptations always had classic moves, but, they weren't pirouetting and doing some of the, you know, I guess more dance moves that we do now on stage. And so, you know, the choreography is exactly what you see from them in the old tapes, but just heightened more so that it's so synchronized and so together that it just makes it even better.
Oh, yeah. 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 It won for best choreography, but it was nominated for, I think, 12 total, and including best musical. Damn that Hadestown. But if you're going to lose the one that Anais Mitchell, I think that's an okay one to lose to.
Yeah,
but,
man, exactly.
I
mean, the
choreography is Tony winning stuff. Well, hey, real quick, you mentioned sort of the core five Temptations. And then, you know, one of the five gets replaced when Dennis Edwards comes in over Ruffin. But in addition to the five, you know, some of the other famous figures of Motown show up, right? So who plays our, you know, Berry Gordy and Smokey Robinson and Diana Ross and Tammy Terrell? You know, we see a lot of the other famous figures from that time.
Yeah, you just see a lot of other famous people sort of infected into the show. You know, well, the Temptations wouldn't be anywhere without Smokey Robinson, you know, writing music for them and Berry Gordy.
He wrote
Gordy.
My Girl.
Yeah, you wrote My Girl. Yeah, definitely. So you'll get to see all the funny sort of like interludes of the different famous people coming into their lives, in and out of their lives. So yeah, you just got to come and see the Supremes do have a huge feature. And, you know, the classic, you know, Donna Ross, Mary Wilson, and Florence Ballard. So you just have to come and see these wonderful women and men in the ensemble who play all of the wonderful feature parts in and around the show. So
absolutely. And before we go, I know we already mentioned a couple of the songs, but I'm going to return to that topic to close it out, because I'm going to do two radio pieces. So it'd be kind of cool if I have you rattling off some song titles in two different sound bites. So I already got one from you. So let's just dive back into it again. What are some of the famous songs we're going to hear here and close it out? Because it is like soundtrack of generations here.
This is the soundtrack of generations. The Temptations is very, very classic. Number one hits all over the place. My Girl, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, Ain't Too Proud to Beg. Come out and hear this wonderful music, see this wonderful dancing, and this wonderful story of these five classic men, the Temptations, and Ain't Too Proud. Come and see it.
It's crazy. The number of songs you just mentioned would be enough for any other artist or group to hang their hat on and be like, all right, that's good. That's Hall of Fame stuff. But we didn't even mention Just My Imagination or
right.
Gosh, The Way You Do the Things You Do, or A Ball of Confusion. Or, I mean, it's just ridiculous how many. Get ready. There's so many. It's ridiculous.
Yes. So many. I mean, the list just kind of goes on. I can't even rattle. I'm like just forgetting all of them because there's so many.
Yeah, they've forgotten more hits than most bands have.
Yeah, I was actually saying, you know, you could be at the gas station, you could be at the grocery store, and you will hear all of these hits all the time. And it's not until I did this show where I sort of said, wow, this music just follows me everywhere. But it's just, that's what it has been for all of these years. It's been everywhere. So, you know, that's just amazing.
It's ubiquitous. And yes, it's and folks, you got to come out, because it's fun to chart sort of the evolution of the fun, you know, bouncy love songs that we just mentioned. And then as, you know, as the 60s and everything heats up, you know, Ball of Confusion is sort of talking about social commentary of the time. And it's just cool to watch the band grow and evolve, and not to mention the, you know, rise and fall of their personal lives and struggles. Yeah. It's an amazing experience.
If you want to see a movie on stage, or a TV show on stage, this is the musical to come and see. Not every musical does that. And
perfectly
this does
said.
That. Yeah.
Again, everyone, it's Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations. Going to be at the Kennedy Center February 13th through the 18th. So get your tickets now for Valentine's Day. It's a perfect thing to go do. So, hey, thanks for doing this.
Thank you.